To really change the world, we have to help people change the way they see things. Global betterment is a mental process, not one that requires huge sums of money or a level of authority. Change has to be psychological. So if you want to see real change, stay persistent in educating humanity on how similar we all are than different. Don't only strive to be the change you want to see in the world, but also help those around you see the world through the commonalities of the heart so that they would want to change with you. This is how humanity will evolve to become better. This is how you change the world. The language of the heart is mankind's main common language. And this week's opening quote comes from Suzy Kassem. Welcome to Surviving the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maxwell Egan. It's a pleasure to be with you once again, and I'll be your host for the next hour. Well, it's nice to be back, folks. I've left the UK now, and I'm staying with some friends in Holland. A couple of weeks off, which is going to be great to just not be doing any talks and just have some time here by the ocean in Holland. I'm actually staying in a place called Haarlem, which is about 35 minutes out of Amsterdam. So it's a really nice place to be and doesn't have the chaos that goes with staying in central Amsterdam. And it's been a very, very interesting couple of weeks I've had in the UK. It really has. I'd like to put out a thank you to all those who attended the AV8 conference in the Midlands and to all those who came to the gig at Swindon as well. The gig at Swindon really was a wonderful gig. It was a wonderful turnout. So many good people, so many good contacts made. And it was really nice to do that presentation because it was a nice, cozy presentation. There was about 100 people there. It was filled pretty well to capacity. And it was a very, very enjoyable day. But after the gig in Swindon, I went and spent some time in London. And what I saw in London was really quite remarkable, folks. I had some amazing meetings with people. And just a couple of days ago, I was sitting at someone's house in London, and I was looking at their free energy device. And folks, I have to tell you that what I saw was absolutely mind-blowing. What I saw was a small device that can produce energy basically from the ether. And I've seen this thing actually working with my own eyes. And I don't get excited about too much, folks, but I'm pretty excited about this. This is a working free energy device that I witnessed myself operational in London not 2 days ago. Now, I've been told that there is about 9 or 10 months, possibly a year of R&D to go into reducing the size of this device and getting it into a functional self-contained unit. But when that is done, it's going to be marketed to people very, very cheaply. And this is free energy, folks. And when this thing hits the streets, it's going to be a game changer. And there's been all sorts of things that have happened in the past. You know, people have attempted to bring free energy to the world in the past, and the oil companies have always jumped on the devices, and people have been assassinated, and all sorts of things have gone wrong. But the strategy that is behind the release of this device is quite sound. And having discussed the strategy with the person who is releasing it, I think it to be quite a good strategy, and I think that it has a lot of merit. I think he's actually going to be able to get this out into the public domain before the bigwigs really have a way of stopping him. I think there's too many people involved now, and the negotiations have been made with so many people, and a lot of people are actually aware of this device, but they're keeping it under wraps until the final research and development is completed and the final product is ready. But I think that when this thing hits the streets, folks, it's going to be an absolute game changer. And think about it, free energy. No longer any reason to cut down a tree. No longer any reason to mine for coal, to mine for oil. No longer any reason to fight wars for resources. No more using the excuse of fracking to destroy our groundwater. This is a total game changer, folks, and I kid you not, I have seen this thing working with my own eyes. And the timing of this is really perfect, folks, and the timing of it is also very revealing, I think. It's very revealing of how the universe works and how consciousness works. You know, things have been getting so dark in the world. There's been so much bad stuff on the horizon. The whole transhumanist grid, the whole electromagnetic grid, the digital grid that's coming online. And some of the advances in this are absolutely remarkable, folks. I was speaking to other people about advances in medical science and advances in 3D printing and some of the things they're coming up with as well, which is absolutely amazing. And all of it has implications for both directions of mankind. I mean, a lot of the stuff that is being created can be hugely beneficial for mankind, but it could also be used for very, very bad things. But while this is going on, and while this whole transhumanist grid is coming online, and this whole digital grid is coming online, and things are getting very, very dark on one hand, of course the universe is going to balance that out, and things are going to get very, very light and very, very empowered on the other hand. Now, it has to go both ways, folks. That's the thing. There has to be balance. There are always extremes. No matter how negative it gets, there is always a brightness that comes from that negativity. You know, and it has to be that way because there has to be the balance. You can't have one without the other. You have to have equal and opposing forces, and that's the way it works. So it stands to reason that as things are getting very, very dark and this whole transhumanist grid is about to come online, we are also being granted the opportunity to free ourselves from that grid because some very, very good stuff is coming online as well, such as this free energy device. But some of the advances in medical science and 3D printing are really quite remarkable, folks. They've found a new way of processing plastics, and this is basically burning plastic waste. And of course, people will say, well, that's terrible, you can't burn plastics. But what they're doing is they're burning plastics with a low temperature. And this is leaving the molecules in the smoke separate. And so they are able to be collected and harvested. And what they're finding is that many of the toxins can be pulled out. And what you are left with is nanocarbon from the burning of plastics. And this nanocarbon can be used for creating fine strings, which are basically 20 times finer than a hair and 200 times stronger than steel. And these strings can be used to create and knit bones through 3D printing. And these bones are basically knitted together the way normal bones are, which are very fibrous and made of very compact, contained, and compressed fibers. This is a way of making bones that are actually 200 times stronger than steel, 3D printing new spines for people, 3D printing new forearms for people. Basically, it's a way of replacing an entire skeletal system in a person, if need be, with carbon fiber. Now, this is quite an amazing advancement when you look at it and think how this could be a huge boon to the medical industry and to broken bones and all of this sort of stuff. You could actually have a spine redesigned for your body specifically and have it 3D printed and have these joints replaced in your spine. But then you've also got to look at the possibility for misuse, the possibility of being able to print an entire skeletal system for an AI robot or a transhuman cyborg or whatever you wanted to create. I mean, the potential for misuse is also there. I mean, it always is there with everything you create. But it's very amazing that they're finding the means of being able to do this. And it could be used for very, very good purposes as long as the public is made aware of it and as long as the research is kept very open and very transparent to the public so we know where it's going. Of course, that never really happens. We don't ever see much transparency from anything the government or medical industry does. But this is the way science is going, folks. Imagine that, being able to 3D print an entire skeletal system from carbon fiber that is 200 times stronger than steel. As I said, this shows great boons for the medical industry, but the potential for misuse of creating an extremely resilient force of a Terminator type of robots is also there. So you've got to look at which way they're going to take this. And really, folks, if you want to get down to it, the way it's going to go and the way they're going to take it is going to be determined by the collective human consciousness. It's going to be determined by our awareness of these technologies and where we choose to take them if we choose to step into our power. And that's what all this is about, folks. All of this is about humanity stepping into their power and reclaiming our birthrights. And that's why it's so important that people become aware of these technologies and people become aware of where it's going. You know, if the public is not made aware of these technologies, imagine the potential for misuse. I mean, do you think the government would like to print up some virtually indestructible carbon fiber skeletal system AI controlled robots and power them with a small free energy device that provides unlimited power for the duration of their existence? I mean, of course they would. And the potential for that has to be seen as being there, because the potential for misuse and this type of misuse is most definitely there. And of course the government would love to get their hands on this type of technology and put it to exactly that use. And so that's why it's so important that people become aware of it, and that it is distributed in the right way, and that all people are given access to this technology. And it's also very important that some form of safeguards are put in place so that it cannot be misused. But of course, all of this is only going to come about via public awareness. People have to be aware of the technology, and they have to be aware of which way it's going and the potential for misuse. You know, as I've often said in the past, humanity is quite literally walking on a knife edge at the moment. We have the potential to go either way. And as these technologies come online, it serves as ample demonstration of that fact. It really does. You know, we are literally on the verge of a new reality. And what that reality is going to be determined by our consciousness, our moral standing, our ability to stand in who and what we are and to face things for what they are. You know, so often we look at the world and we just refuse to face what things are really becoming and what choices we're being given through all of this, because all of it is a choice, folks. And as we stand in the face of all of these technologies that are coming online, and some of them are absolutely remarkable, folks, and no matter how you look at it, they're coming. We can't change the fact that this technology is now here. Now that Pandora's box has been opened, we're not going to be able to close it. So now is the time that we have to step up to the plate and realize that our humanity is at stake here. It really is. And it is now time to choose which direction we want to go. Do we want to be free to create the future that we want, to be able to express ourselves to the greatest of our creative potential? Or do we simply want to go down this economic path and continue to allow ourselves to be controlled? Because if we choose the economic system over our own creative potential, then we're going to be lost. The human race will not survive an economically based AI-controlled reality. It simply won't. The poor, weak little human will become untenable. You won't be able to function against the AI and the strength of the AI and the potential of the AI in the workforce. You simply won't be able to do it as a normal human being. You know, we could create a reality where this AI workforce was serving the needs of humanity. But unfortunately, the political system is not allowing that. The political system is talking about giving the AI the same rights as humans. And if that happens, then humans will be lost. But we have the potential to take it in a different direction. With the advent of free energy and things like this, we have the potential to create an entirely new reality, a reality where humankind and our own creative potential is free to blossom without the constraints of AI, without needing to turn ourselves into any type of cyborg. We can do all of these things already, folks. We can do amazing things already with what we have. And we don't want to destroy that by allowing it to become enslaved to an AI grid. And we're getting to the point where we're going to have to make that choice. It's coming, folks, and there's no stopping it coming. We just have to figure out which way we are going to take it. And we've got to realize it is up to us to make that decision and not allow these decisions to be made for us, which is basically what has been going on up to this point. And something that's getting more and more noticeable about our societies, folks, is that this decision-making is becoming less and less in our hands and more in the hands of the system, and even more and more in the hands of AI. I mean, everything is becoming AI, everything is becoming automated, and this is the first step, of course. Automation is the first step. Even when you go to the airports now, it's very difficult to go and find a counter where someone will serve you and give you a ticket. You've got to go and get your ticket from a machine, and you've got to check your luggage in by machine, and you've got to do the whole thing yourself. And then when you get on the aircraft, you can only buy things with credit cards. You've got to have your mobile phones with you if you want any entertainment. It's all designed to lock you into this digital grid where you simply don't have a choice. You have to use your credit card. You have to use your mobile phone. You have to do things automated. That's the way they're going, and there's no getting around it. I mean, you can make a stand. I mean, I do. I don't use anything automated in the supermarkets, and I don't use any of their e-systems. I do it all through the counter and with a service personnel, but they're making it very, very difficult to do that, folks. Even at the airport when I arrived in Holland, there was a very, very fast-moving e-passport queue and a very, very slow-moving queue for those who did not have e-passports. They'll have 10 or 15 counters there, but they'll only open one or two. And so that it's very, very time-consuming, takes you up to 90 minutes to get through just to get your passport stamped, when if you've got an e-passport, you can walk through the very fast line and get through in about 5 minutes. Of course, they could just open the other 15 counters and get you through in 5 minutes in the other lane as well, but of course, then they would have to pay people's wages, and we can't have that, can we? So they do this just to push you into this reality because they want it to be very, very inconvenient to be having human interaction anymore. And this is how humans are being squeezed out of this economic system, folks. And this is happening already before AI even comes online. People are being squeezed out of the system. You know, and people are living in an economically based reality. People need to gain some type of income because they have to pay to be alive, and yet the means for them to gather that income are becoming less and less available for them and more menial. So that you're not able to get jobs where you have to think a little bit. They don't really want you to be able to think, and this can be very well determined by the education system. They don't want kids to be able to think creatively at all. They want people to be living in a nanny state. But they're making it very, very difficult for people who do think to be able to get intelligent jobs because all the intelligent jobs are starting to be taken over by AI. And the only jobs that are left are very, very menial jobs. And in this sort of a situation, folks, where AI comes online fully and everything is automated and you've got even AI people walking around controlling things as well, then the viability of humankind for anything other than menial labor becomes very, very low. And when you've got robots also doing that type of menial stuff and manual labor, then where is the availability for humankind to do anything? And again, this could be fine if these things were serving humankind and we were free to enjoy leisure time and pursue philosophical pursuits. But when it's an economically based reality where you have to pay to be alive and pay to eat and pay to have water and pay for everything, if we're not able to collect that pay, then you're simply not able to survive. And that is unfortunately the reality that is being created. But again, we have the potential to shift that. We have the potential to change it and take it in a different direction as long as we are aware of what is happening and as long as we are aware that we are the ones that have the choice to take it either way we want. We just have to be aware that it's us that has the choice. Now, the government are not your rulers, folks. These are people we employ to look after things. These are people who are employed to manage infrastructure, and they're doing a very bad job. And the way they are bringing AI online and giving it the rights of humans is a very bad thing. And it's only happening because we are tolerating it to happen that way. And it's just being aware of that, folks. That gives us the choice to take it somewhere else. Now, this really is a hugely important time for mankind. We are living on a knife edge, folks. And we have the potential to have an incredibly abundant future right there at our fingertips if we just step up to the plate. So what we have to do is figure out how this is going to be controlled and how much we're going to allow it to continue, folks. In the last couple of weeks, I was speaking to you, or maybe even been last week, I was speaking to you about the vaccine agenda. Basically how common diseases are being weaponized via the use of vaccines. You know, when you couple all this together with the smart grid coming online, you couple all this together with the AI grid coming online, and then you see the potential with everything that I've mentioned earlier, the potential of the 3D printing of carbon fiber bones, superhuman skeletal systems, 200 times stronger than steel, virtually indestructible under normal circumstances. You couple this with the advent of free energy and where this has the potential of going. And surely you see the need to stand up for yourself. surely you see the need to spread this information around and to see that this technology is used to guide humanity in a better direction, is used to benefit mankind. You know, we don't want to see a government creating superhuman police forces to carry out their will for them. We need to see that these technologies are used to dissolve government or at least reduce the size of government. We need to get people of responsible character into power, people of integrity into power that can maneuver us back to a point where we don't need them anymore. We need to completely reconstruct the system, but the only real way to do that is to completely reconstruct ourselves from the inside out, folks. It's always got to start there. And if it does start there, if we restructure ourselves from the inside out and change the way we think and change the way we view things and change the way we interact with people and change the way we tolerate the way we are being led, then we change things instantly. That's how it works, folks. Non-compliance to anything that affects the human condition adversely. Non-compliance to anything that causes you to limit your creative potential. Non-compliance to anything that causes harm, injury, or death. That's how we change things, ladies and gentlemen. Non-compliance to any form of corruption. You know, stop tolerating bad behavior. Stop tolerating evil. That's how we change things. And with all of this technology coming online, it is now more important than ever that we stand up and do this. It really is. You know, this technology has the potential to absolutely save mankind. It really does. Everything that is coming online now is an incredible time to be here. And I'm just amazed at some of the things I've seen and some of the discussions that I've had over the last week. I really am. It's been incredible to watch and it's been incredible to be involved in. But I have to even step back from that, you know, with the people that I've had the discussions with, they're all very, very positive. And I think that's a really, really good thing that they are so positive at what they're doing. But with what I'm researching, I also have to step back and look at the potential for misuse. And I'm very comforted in the fact that many of the people involved in this can also see the potential for misuse. And I don't think that they're gullible enough to let themselves fall into any type of traps. I don't think they're gullible enough to let anybody else gain control over the technology until it is perfected, until it is released en masse. And that's a very good thing. But even when it comes online, folks, and even when all of this happens and we have free energy and all these things, there is still the potential for misuse if we do not pay attention to this AI grid and we do not pay attention to the economic system they are allowing to enslave us. But when you think about it, folks, once we get free energy, if this stuff comes online and everybody has the freedom to do what they want to do, then why do we even need this economic grid? You know, the economic grid will lose its hold over people at that point. It really will, because most of the wars are fought for energy. Most of the resources are mined for energy, well, virtually all of them. And we don't need to do any of that either. We don't even need to cut down any trees to build any new structures or anything, folks. There is technology that is also coming online now of how to reprocess garbage. And as I said, through the reprocessing of this garbage, by burning this garbage slowly, you can create all sorts of byproducts. You can extract all the dangerous chemicals. You can extract nanocarbon that can be used for the creation of bones and everything that I mentioned earlier. And you can also create quite valuable and quite inert building materials. You can get all of this landfill and all of this garbage that we've dumped all around the planet. You can dig it all up and you can turn it into quality building materials, folks. Once this technology comes online as well, we're going to be looking at all these landfills we've got everywhere and be going, oh my God, what a waste. There is a huge potential business in digging up these landfills, extracting the nanocarbon from them and turning the rest of the products into inert building materials that you can virtually press into logs and planks and give to a carpenter to chop up and make whatever they want and build houses and stuff out of. And it's completely inert. It won't be like living in a plastic house and giving off all of those bad plastic energies or anything. Just completely inert building materials made from waste, with all of the valuable stuff, all of the usable stuff re-extracted from the waste. You know, we're going to be looking back at these landfills, folks, and saying, oh my God, why did we bury all of this stuff? That was such a destructive and wasteful process, and there is so much money buried in these landfills by reusing these landfills that people are going to wonder why they ever put it underground to begin with. That's the way the technology is going, folks. That's the potential we have. You know, we don't need to destroy our landscape and our environment anymore. We can build everything we need from this point out of all the landfill we've already created, because the technology is now there to be able to reprocess this landfill back into usable materials. And we can reuse it and reuse it and reuse it over and over again. Every time you pull down a building and bury it in the ground, you don't really need to do that. You can pull it down, you can turn it into a new building product, and you can use it to build another building. That's the way it works, folks. We don't need to be destroying this world anymore. And we have all the technology available to us to be able to completely change the direction mankind is going. The only thing that's preventing us from doing so is this economic system and our government's willingness to leave the human race enslaved to this economic system. They love the economic model, folks, because with this economic model, not only does it create an abundant amount of wealth for the politicians and put the rest of us in scarcity, it also enables them to control everybody and everything. The economic system is what creates the wars, is what creates the poverty, what creates the scarcity, what creates virtually every system of control we have. And this whole economic system is based on a need for energy. But now that energy is soon coming to the world free and abundant the way it should be. Energy harvested from the ether, using the same technology I suspect that Nikola Tesla used. And this is coming, folks. It is a reality. And I really do believe it is going to create a situation where we have the ability to reclaim this planet. And as I keep saying, to reclaim our birthright. We really do need to do that, folks. And now is the time that we can do it. And I'm really looking forward to that happening. I'm looking forward to it happening because I know that it is happening, folks. You know, I've come onto these shows and I've tried to remain positive and empowering in the face of so much adversity for so long, but now for the first time in a very long time, I actually feel very, very positive about the future. I see a lot of good things on the horizon, and I think that it's going to be a very, very interesting 12 or 18 months that we're going to see unfold in front of us, folks. I think that 18 months from now, we're going to find that the world is going in a very, very different direction to the one we thought it was heading in. But I think it's time for a break now, folks. We've reached that time, so I will go and take a break now. Thanks for joining me on the air today. It's always a pleasure to have your company, and I'll be back to speak to you again in a few minutes. Thanks for sticking around. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, so very, very interesting times, folks. I mean, there's a lot of bad stuff happening, and there's a lot of good stuff happening. The bad stuff, of course, is coming from the government, the false flag attacks that they are staging, such as the one we saw in Manchester a couple of weeks ago. And anybody who doesn't think that's a false flag, folks, really, it was a false flag. It was obviously a false flag. It was used to bring in new legislation. And, of course, what do we see as a result? We see Ariana Grande having another gig there and bringing along some more Illuminati puppets such as Miley Cyrus. And Miley Cyrus is someone who is designed to corrupt the mind of youth, folks. This was an incredible Illuminati product that we saw with Miley Cyrus, the way she was converted from the girl next door to an absolute whore on stage. I mean, unbelievable, the conversion that we saw of Miley Cyrus. And now we've got, you know, the Ariana Grande's audience looking at her, and you know, these are girls that are like 8 years old that are being influenced by these sex kittens and this sex kitten program that's been put forth. And the Manchester bombing was also used to bring in new legislation and massive military presence in London. Now they're talking about the need to incarcerate extremists, folks. And what is an extremist? Well, of course, an extremist is anybody who speaks out against the government. That's the way they play it, folks. The same as a terrorist is anybody who defends themselves against the illegal invasion of their country. This can be determined by what we've seen in Syria, what we've seen in Libya, what we've seen in Iraq, what we see in Palestine. I mean, this is the ongoing thing, folks. It's the ongoing catchword. Terrorist is anybody who stands up against police brutality or government corruption. Of course, you know, there are terrorists in the world as well who do bad things, but it is very interesting to see the way government simply categorizes anybody who stands against them as a terrorist, and really it is the government that carries out most of the terror activity we see around the world, and it always has been that way, and the Manchester bombing was no exception. And all this stuff is done to put the fear into the minds of the people, folks, and to keep people distracted. You know, so much of what we're seeing in the world today is designed to keep us distracted. I firmly believe that a lot of the things, even the things that I've been speaking out against and fighting to change, a lot of it is a distraction. It's stuff that we will never change because it's not meant to be changed. The war is not meant to be won. The war is meant to be continuous, and that is on all fronts, not just on the open battlefronts. Now, that's been a very sobering realization to have, folks. It really has, the fact that even I have been distracted with a lot of the stuff that I've been doing. You know, I've been looking externally and looking for external solutions to the problem. I mean, sure, there's the internal solution that you have to change your heart space in order to apply any external solutions. But looking for remedies within the system, such as Palestine and all this sort of stuff, I mean, Palestine is a remedy. It is a legal remedy if people want to go down that path. But again, you're never going to find a legal system anywhere that will prosecute those people. It could be used to awaken the hearts of man, but they're not going to do it because of this fear of Muslims that's been put in front of them. But a lot of it has been a distraction. You know, they could heal the situation in Palestine very quickly, but they don't because they want it to continue, because they want people like me screaming out about it. They want people thinking they can change it when they can't. And I've been really looking at it, folks. I mean, some of the things we're facing, you know, Fukushima, all of this nuclear pollution we're seeing everywhere, whether it's a reality or whether it isn't, the wars that we're seeing everywhere, the migrant influx into Europe, the destruction economically of all of our countries and the destruction of so many countries through military means. All of these things, folks, we've got the world screaming out about all of this sort of stuff and doing everything they can to change it. And really, some of the stuff that I've come across in the last few weeks while I've been touring, some of the talks that I've had, looking at the vaccination situation, as I mentioned earlier, the weaponization of diseases through vaccines, a lot of the stuff that we're facing, folks, the AI grid, the nanotech that is being sprayed in the sky, some of the stuff that I talked about in my last film, Transformation, I can really look at how the world is being run and what we're sort of not noticing that's happening right beneath our noses. You know, it's very much like as if you are in a house and you are being attacked by a pack of rabid dogs outside the house, and you're sitting in your house and you're barricaded up there, and you're paying so much attention to making sure the doors are sealed and the windows are locked and the dogs are kept at bay outside the house. So you never really have time to notice that there is lice crawling across the floor, and the lice have crawled up your legs, and the lice are gaining control of you. And it was really always about the lice. It wasn't about what was happening outside the house at all. It was about what was happening right to you, right under your very nose. And this is what the AI grid and the transhuman grid that is coming online really is, folks. This convenience world that we are being ensnared by, and we're too busy fighting against all the external stuff to really notice what's going on right beneath our feet and right under our noses. And it's this AI grid that is coming online, and the way they are making it almost impossible to escape from it. As I said, it's coming in everywhere. You know, can't even fly without using AI these days. So they're making sure that everybody is getting immersed in this, and it's happening while they are all distracted, attempting to fight that which is external to them. And when you look at where the AI grid is going and the way transhumanism is unfolding so quickly and humankind is being phased out, and the opportunity it is giving us to change that if we simply become aware of it, then you see the solution, folks. And if we can heal this whole AI system, if we can get this free energy happening and we can bring it to the world the way we want to, then it's going to heal everything else. It's going to break down all the barriers. It's going to free us from the economic system. It will open up humankind to its creative potential. And that's what we want. And this is a huge legacy that this generation could create for future generations if we just pay attention and realize that the time we're in, folks, this is such an important time. This is a turning point in human history. It really is. And if people can just get that awareness and start paying attention to it and get involved, get participating in this, start spreading information, stop complying with this system, pull your support from it, then we can change the world. And we can do it very quickly. And realize, folks, that the more they're ramping up all of these wars and all of this chaos and all these terror attacks and all these laws that they're bringing in and the police presence and everything they're doing, if you just stay home and don't comply with it, then what difference is it going to make what they do? You know, it only works if we comply with the system. And if we withdraw our support from the system, then the entire system crumbles and falls. And we have that opportunity right now to do this. And again, folks, non-compliance day. We can start with one day a month, the 15th of every month. Let's start there. Let's build the numbers and then let's expand it to complete non-compliance to this system. And just think, folks, when you have free energy, it's just going to be that much easier. And with this free energy, why would you even want to continue supporting this system? Why would you ever want to continue supporting all of these destructive practices that this society gets up to? Because there's no reason to do it. And you're not going to need to do it either because you will have free energy. That means you will have no power bills. You will have no energy consumption for your car. We can put this device to use in every single energy aspect of our lives once it comes online, folks. And I would suggest that this is going to happen a lot quicker than people imagine. Now, having said all this to you today, I realize there's going to be people out there that are completely skeptical about everything that I've said. I know there's going to be people out there that are going to be thinking, well, Max has finally lost the plot. This free energy device is just a pipe dream and it's not going to happen, or he's been deceived in some way. But I tell you, folks, what I saw was quite amazing. It was quite remarkable. It really was. And there was an electrician there, a young Polish guy, a completely independent party, who simply could not believe what he was seeing. He brought all his measuring equipment and he was sitting there looking quite flustered, saying, well, this device defies everything that I was taught in university. According to Newtonian physics, this device is impossible. And he just could not believe what he was seeing coming out of this device compared to what was being channeled into it. And there was power being channeled into it simply in order to measure what was going in and to compare it with what was coming out, because it is still in the prototype stages. And it's absolutely quite amazing, folks. It really is. And there's going to be people out there that are going to be thinking, well, this is just ridiculous. And they're going to be completely skeptical. And they're going to be thinking that, okay, even if this is true, then the power companies are going to step on it. The powers that believe they be are going to step on it. They'll get it out there. They'll blow one up. They'll make sure someone gets electrocuted. The media will grab hold of it and they'll demonize it and they'll vilify it and they'll make sure that it never gets out into the public domain. And there are many people that are going to think that, and I agree that there are going to be many forces that are going to want to go down that path and are going to want to squash this technology. But as I said earlier, having looked at the strategy of how this device is to be released, I really do feel that it is a very, very sound strategy. It's a very intelligent strategy. And if free energy is going to be released to the world, really, I can't think of a better way for it to be done. And so I'm feeling extremely positive about the future with this device, folks. I really am. I'm feeling extremely positive about the way this is going to go. And I'm going to be very, very interested to watch the next few months to see how development progresses. I'm expecting there to be some sort of an announcement made, possibly around about mid-September, or possibly a little later, depending on how the development goes. And another thing to bear in mind with this, folks, is that the person who is developing this device is not crowdfunding it. He's not asking for any contributions from anybody. He's not running any fundraising campaigns to complete this objective. And this objective is not being made for reasons of profit or commercial viability. Admittedly, there will be some sort of commercial gain, probably quite a lot for the person who releases it once it does go to commercial release, but that is not the purpose of the release. The purpose of this is to provide free energy to people and to free mankind and for this generation to leave a legacy behind. And I think that is a really beautiful thing. And that attitude also goes a long way to reinforce my belief in the integrity of the individual behind this project as well, folks. It really does. And as I said, it's been a most enlightening couple of weeks that I've spent in the fair old Isle of England. Not what I expected, folks. You know, it's usually cold and miserable and you never know what's going to happen when you get there. But This time it was a very, very informative and very, very enlightening experience. And who knows, I may end up back there sometime later in the year, possibly in September myself. And that's the thing, folks. I never really know quite where I'm going to be. It's a very interesting life that I lead. And it does make it very difficult to keep track of things sometimes, but everywhere I go, I meet wonderful people, and I meet wonderfully informative people as well. And it has certainly been the case on this tour. You know, so much of the world is so incredibly different to what people really think it is. You know, there's so much going on behind the scenes, and so much of what people see and what people believe is almost surreal, because people get their information from the television and get their information even from the internet, from online, you know, from YouTube clips. But it looks very different in real life, folks. You know, when you go to these places and you go to some of the places I go to, and you meet the people on the ground, it's very, very different, and it doesn't have that surreal aspect to it. You know, I find that everywhere I go is pretty well as good as the people that I know there. You know, everywhere you go has its own beauty. Even if it's a very harsh and rugged terrain, it still has its own beauty. But everywhere you go is as good as the people that you know. It's as good as the times you have there and the experiences that you have there. And everywhere on this earth is populated by beautiful people. It really is. I mean, that's what I've found anyway in my travels. It's been incredibly informative doing what I do. And, you know, it's really weird. People say, oh, how does Max afford to travel all around the world? It's actually cheaper for me to travel around the world than what it is for me to stay at home. You can travel very, very cheaply if you just let go. There's some people who said so often, you know, just give up your life and jump on the back of a train. Just give all your possessions away and jump on the back of a train and see where you end up. And sometimes you can end up in the most remarkable places. And it's a lot cheaper for me to travel around and bump around Europe and bump around the world and stay with people and visit people and just see things and meet people and share information than what it is for me to stay at home. Because when I'm staying at home, I've got to pay rent, I've got to pay electricity, I've got to pay all these things that come with living in a city. Now, once we get this free energy thing happening, well, perhaps that will be very different. And in fact, I think it will be very different, not just for me, but for everybody. But at the moment, you know, bumping around the world and doing this is just the only kind of life that I really know. You know, I've done it for a while. I used to do it years ago when I was younger, and I've done it for a while now, and it's just become kind of a second nature to me. But I'm looking forward to it changing. I really am. I'm looking forward to spending some time at home. I'm really looking forward to this tour being over. As much as I'm enjoying seeing people, I'm enjoying speaking to people, I'm enjoying finding out all the information that I'm finding out, I'm still missing my home, and I'm still missing the people that I know there. I'm missing the things that I love and the places that I love and just the energy of home. You know, we all have that connection to somewhere, folks, and my connection is to Australia. No matter how much I want to move somewhere else or like other places that I go, I'm still energetically connected to my homeland. I'm still energetically connected to Australia. There's something that I just love about the place. And I really am looking forward to getting back there. You know, the touring can be very grueling. I mean, it's nice. It's nice to meet people, but it can be very, very grueling. When I have experiences such as I've had in the last few weeks where I've met so many informative people and I've listened to so many informative talks and I've had privy to so much incredible information, then it makes it more worthwhile. It makes it very interesting, especially in the fact that I can come on air and I can share that information with you. And it's really nice to be able to come on and do a positive show. But it does get grueling and it does get tiring, and I really am looking forward to going home and spending some time there. I'm not sure when that's going to be because I just keep bouncing around the place, but I'm certainly looking forward to it happening. But one of the things that I noticed with all of the people that I met everywhere I've traveled, you know, through England and the United States and everywhere that I went, was people asking, what can I do? I'm aware of the situation, but I don't know what to do about it. And there's so many people that feel the same way. They want to have some action plan. And as I keep saying to you folks, the action plan really is for you to do nothing. The action plan is for you to stay home and withdraw support from the system, or at least withdraw support from the monetary system, and to spread information. You know, spread the information that I've shared with you on the show today. Free energy, it may sound strange, but I tell you folks, what I saw was free energy. And I'm not one to have flights of fancy, and I'm not one to take this lightly. And I'm not one to claim a reality on that which is a falsehood either. You know, what I saw was free energy, folks, and if this comes out to the world, and I believe it will come out to the world, then it's going to change everything. So stay positive and spread information, share information. Stop paying attention to the mainstream media and help your friends see that the mainstream media is basically lying to them. Show them that there's a better way. Lead by example in all that you do and connect with the people around you. Just make friends with people, folks. Even if you disagree with their political views, just make friends with them. It will really make all the difference. But above all, share information. If it's information that's going to scare people, well, perhaps tone it down a little bit and share stuff with them which will just crack the shell so they can then find out the nitty-gritty stuff on their own. That's the best way to do it. You know, don't turn a fire hose on and come across all conspiratorial to people. Just help them think outside the box a little bit. And most importantly, stay positive within yourself. You know, always be in the now, folks. Don't think that it's all over. Don't have a stake in the outcome of it, even if it is all over, because it's not. But it doesn't matter if it is, because you're not going to be here anyway. It doesn't matter. This is just a temporary experience. You're only here for a breath. It doesn't really matter. It's about the journey and what we do with the journey. And that's what's important through all this, because this is a really good part of the journey, folks. We're at a real crossroads and we can create an entirely new direction. And I think we are creating an entirely new direction. Now's the time we can do it. So don't despair, you know. That is probably the most positive thing, and the best thing you can do is to don't despair and to be a shining light and just lead by example in what you do. Be a pleasure to be around. And as I always say, question authority. Whenever anybody asks you to do anything, ask them why. Ask them why it's necessary for you to do that. Ask them what the law is that they're referring to, and then find out who wrote that law and go and address the politician about that law. Get a little bit of satisfaction that way. Just throw little spanners into the works, folks. It helps. But don't despair, because big changes are most definitely coming. They are very, very close. They are indeed on the horizon right now. And as I said, folks, I think it's going to be a very, very positive year. The next year to 18 months are going to be very, very revealing. And not only as far as the free energy and all of the stuff I've been talking about, but also very revealing politically as well. Very revealing for the banking system, very revealing for this entire pedophile network. I think the whole thing is going to come crashing down soon, folks. I really do. But when it does, what's going to happen? Is it going to come crashing down and leave a power vacuum, or is it going to come crashing down and leave an empowered humanity who finally stands up for themselves and sees that there's a better way and takes humanity in a positive direction while they have the opportunity to do it? Now, that's what the options are. You know, it has the potential to go very, very wrong, folks. Even if free energy comes online and the system crashes, it has a very, very real potential to go very wrong. But I don't think it will. I think that we, the awakened minority, have the potential to hold that energy and shift the world into something very, very positive, regardless of any perceived or conceived or constructed crisis that may happen through any of this transitional period. I just think it's a really positive time, folks, and I think that there's opportunity in all crisis. So even if it does go all pear-shaped for the beginning, it's just going to be a transitional period, and things are going to get very positive after that. That's just the way I feel, folks. I'm kind of a glass-half-full guy. I always attempt to see the silver lining, and in doing that, I usually find that there's one there. And I know it may not seem that way sometimes, because I do bring some quite negative information to you on many of these shows, but even when I'm doing that, I do attempt to turn it around and at least help you see the opportunity that exists within all of this negative information. I mean, you've got to know what the problem is before you have a chance to heal it, folks. And I think that's what we're about to see, is a huge healing. So life is calling, my friends. Get out there and get involved. And, well, it's that time again, folks, where it's getting very, very close to the end of the show. It's been a pleasure to bring you this show. It really has. It's been wonderful to be able to bring something positive to you for a change and not dwell on people like Donald Trump or all the rampant pedophilia around the world. I mean, that is still going on, and it's important that we pay attention to it. But even what I've brought to you today is going to bring a stop to all of that. It really is, because all of this stuff that goes on, all of these evil practices that go on, happen under the guise of war, happen under the guise of scarcity. And all of this scarcity is contrived. You know, mankind does not need to be living in a state of scarcity. We do not need to be living in a state where we have to kill other people and rape other countries for resources. We can simply recycle what we've got, and we can do it through the use of free energy once this device is released. And I feel incredibly confident about this, folks. I really do. I think if we stand up to the plate now while we have the chance and don't allow governments to manipulate us and lead us in the direction they want us, then we're going to really make a difference. And I think that this free energy is going to provide the means that we have always needed to be able to do that. Finally, we can step away from the system without the need to go and collect paper for the basic needs of our lives, to heat our home and to provide a roof over our heads. And the way we can now recycle waste and all of the things that are coming online, folks, this is a very, very positive future. So do maintain heart and don't give up on where we're going. You know, just because we're facing all this bad stuff, folks, doesn't mean we have to comply with it. Doesn't mean it's really going to take control of our lives, not unless we let it. And I think we're getting to a point where it's pretty obvious that we don't want to go in the direction we're being led. And we have to stand up and take control of things. And I think that we're just going to see the majority of people do it. And it won't even really take a majority. Even if a minority stand up and start doing it, the rest will simply follow the way they always do. But again, folks, we're getting very close to the end of the show here, so I'm going to have to pretty well leave it here for now. I'm going to be going back to the United States in July and August. There's a possibility I'll be at the Rainbow Gathering and might even get up and say a few words around one of the talking circles. So if you're going to be there, I might see you there. I might be at the Eclipse Festival in the United States as well. And I might possibly be doing another speaking date, a small one in LA somewhere, possibly in July or August. If that happens, I will let you know. I'll be speaking at the Free Your Mind Conference in Copenhagen in September as well, so please pay attention to that one and get along to that if you can, if you're anywhere in Europe. And I'll be speaking at the Open Mind Conference in Ireland as well in March next year. As I mentioned on previous shows, I've got a Kumbo workshop coming up in Hawaii in November. Do look into that one if you've ever wanted to try out the Kumbo medicine. It's an amazing medicine, and I'll look forward to seeing you there in Hawaii in November. You'll find a banner to that on my website. And I'm going to be trying to put a lot of time into working on the new film in the next couple of months as well, folks. I really do want to get some of this information out to people. We've got a lot of stuff coming down the pipe and a lot of stuff to face up to. And I really want to get this into a film. I'm even thinking about doing a fundraiser for that so I can maybe cut the tour short and get home and just make this film, because I want to get it out to people. So I'll think about that one as well. But I've got an extraordinary amount of stuff on this year, folks. I've got a lot of stuff to catch up on. I've got a huge workload. I'm still trying to get an assistant, and I'm still looking for graphic designers and people who can do good 3D motion graphics for the film. I'd like to get this on the boil as quickly as possible. If you're someone out there who can do 3D motion graphics, please do send me a line through the Crow House, and perhaps we can have a couple of discussions over Skype and maybe get a couple of projects on the burner for you to work on. It would be really great to have some help with the new film. It's very difficult doing them all on your own, folks. And if I can get some help with this one, especially some help from some young minds, then perhaps we can reach the young kids out there and help wake them up to the fact that they're being led into a slaughterhouse. They really are. We've got to do something that's going to reach the kids, folks, in a language that they're going to understand, and help lead these people back to safety. We really do. And it's up to our generation to do it. But I think that's it, folks. I think I've run out of time. Thank you to anybody who supports the website. Thank you to all those who support the Patreon account. If you can throw a few dollars in there, folks, it would be wonderful. I hate asking for donations, but I really do need the support at the moment. So if you can, please think about contributing just a couple of dollars to Patreon every month. It would really do wonders to keep me on the air and to keep me going and to get all this information out to people. But thank you to those who do. And if you are thinking of it, then thank you as well. But that is it for me, folks. I'll try to get a show out to you next week. I'm not sure. I'm traveling all over the place at the moment, so I'll see what I can do. But I'll try to get a show for you out next week. If I don't, then it will be the week after. But I'll get them out to you as regularly as I can while I'm on the road. And we'll keep continuing this journey and keep continuing this push for human freedom at such an important time in history. But I look forward to speaking to you again as soon as I'm able. Please take very good care until then. In Lakesh, my friends. In Lakesh.